not too good first half, but a fantastic second half. And just really disappointed that we haven't won the game. The players gave it everything second half and played well, scored two great goals, had chances, and we got done by, you know, a player who's probably the only one capable in the division to... You know, I'm talking as if we've got beat here, but we haven't. You know, we've drawn, but we're just waiting on that first win.
Yeah, still alive and kicking though, Neil. I mean, the last two performances, when you went 2-0 down at Charlton, you must be encouraged by the type of performance. And I think they went off to a standing ovation, you know, from the supporters.
You've got to stop giving away silly goals, though. You know, simple goals. There's no danger. And Prince is running the ball into McCormack. And then, we have to chase the game. We lost our way a wee bit before half-time, but second half we were galvanised. There was great performances. Davis, you know, Prattley looked more like himself. Clough getting his two goals as a bonus. Feeney was good. Rob Holding, again, excellent. So there's a lot of positives to take from the game again, but... You know, we need to get that magical win to get going.
Yeah, clearly that's what's needed. How do you see things shaping up now over the busy and hectic Christmas period?
Well, we've got, two home games after Rotherham away, which is another huge game in the context of the season. So we go there and buoyed by, I know they've won today, which is a big win for them. But we can do it, you know. We'll have players a little bit more. Zach will be fitter. You know, he's running out of steam, which is understandable. Heskey had a flu virus, so he should be okay to, you know, get in there and play. And then Vela should be fit as well, so that'll make us stronger.
On the subject of Zach, I think everybody would be agreed he's going to be a special player. With January looming, is that a double-edged sword in a way?
Possibly, yeah. He is a talent, there's no question about that, and he wasn't even at his best today, and he still scores two goals, and it shows how much he's been missed, you know. He's three goals now and he's probably second leading goal scorer, you know, so we have missed his contribution, there's no question of that, and to have him back's a huge positive, and you can see it makes a difference, you know, we're a better team when he's in the team.
And you must be encouraged by the commitment that's been shown in the last two games, despite not quite getting over the line with a win.
Of course, yeah, I mean, I've got to be pleased with the performances, you know, I was pleased with the performance at Charlton, and I was pleased, very, very pleased with the second half. Very pleased. I think Ben may be disappointed with the free kick going in from there, but he's made a great save early on to prevent Fulham going two up. So I wouldn't say a draw is a fair result because I thought we were a better team, but we'll have to take that and move on.
And the final obligatory question, anything changed off the field?
Well, we got the accounts unfrozen. Trevor was in court yesterday sorting that out, so hopefully there'll be payments made to players and staff at the end of the week.